First of all, I'd like to just start off by saying you were extremely active in this community. You're someone who works not only with the Business Association, but also with Patrica Media and other groups that are super active in Abbotsford. So can you just start off by telling us a little bit about what you do with the Business Association and how that work serves the community?
Sure. So the Fraser Valley Indo-Canadian Business Association has been around in Abbotsford for the last 35 years. So funny enough, my dad was on the board when it first couple of years that it started. So it is a volunteer board. So there are any of the events that are put on, which we have about three main events throughout a year, except for this year, unfortunately. So we have a Vasaki luncheon, which Sarjeet, I think you've multiple times attended that. And it's a free luncheon, Alyssa. So we have anywhere between 300 to 400 people that come and attend and have free lunch. And we have a guest speaker that generally speaks about some adversity that he or she may have had to overcome, or more along the lines of Vasaki and teachings of Vasaki. So that is normally held in April. After that, we have the scholarship event, which is normally in June. We give out 10 scholarships in Abbotsford to students that are attending post-secondary education, generally anywhere in BC. Mm-hmm. And then we wrap up the year with a gala. So the gala is an event we hold, and all the proceeds go to a local organization. So we've, you know, anywhere from BC Cancer, Abbotsford Hospital, Salvation Army, Hospice, and the list kind of goes on and on. For the last few years, we've also implemented networking events. So we do have an MOU with the Abbotsford Chamber. So we have networking events held at locations of businesses or anybody that wants to take part. And it's more or less a platform for younger people and older people, but more so for the younger individuals to meet some people in the business world, some individuals they may look up to or they may not generally be able to meet. So great events. We've had them all around Abbotsford. So in a nutshell, that's kind of what the Fraser Valley Indo-Canadian Business Association does.
Well, and I imagine that a lot of those had to be either changed or postponed due to COVID this year. What happened there?
We were planning our Vasaki luncheon to be at the TradeX this year. So we were going to go big, and we had a guest speaker lined up. We had some awesome sponsors lined up, and we were given a really good deal as well from TradeX. But again, you know, like you said, COVID hit and we had to adjust. We had to pivot a little bit. So we had to unfortunately cancel that event or at least postpone it. I don't know if we'll be able to do that event in 2021, but maybe later part of the year. We did still give out our scholarships, the event, and recognizing those students and having their parents come out and attend. And that feel-good moment for them was not there. We did still give the funds out. We went to their house, took a quick picture. And then we held a networking event at Nature's Picking with the Abbotsford Chamber. And that, again, was less than 50 people. It wasn't the same thing, Alyssa, right? The social distancing and everyone wearing masks and, you know, not really wanting to go out to people you don't really know. So, yeah, there were some obstacles to overcome. But let's hope the new year we pivot towards maybe some online events where we can showcase local organizations. That's kind of what we're working at now, at least for the first couple quarters of the year.
Okay, great.
People know you also ran for city council last time. You almost got in last time. What got you involved in the broader community and trying to help them out?
So, Sarjeet, I think that kind of falls back to just the grassroots here in Abbotsford, right? I'm born here, brought up here. Born in 85, graduated from Abbotsford Senior in 2003, and then my post-secondary education was international, actually in Bangalore. But I think it was probably following in the footsteps of my dad. Been very involved in the community, been in Abbotsford. I could be wrong and he might get upset, but I think about 45 years he's been here in Abbotsford. So just seeing him and, you know, attending meetings with him when I was a lot younger, it showed me what I kind of wanted to do and be able to be in a position to help individuals, right? And help the building community at the end of the day.
And what would you suggest to upcoming South Asian youth that want to be more active in a politics, business, or any aspect of community?
Yeah.
What steps should they take to get in on that role?
So for me, like Sergi, the biggest thing was is actually, you know, the Fraser Valley Indo-Canadian Business Association. That was the first board that I ever joined. And after that, you overcome a lot of the things you may fear, speaking in front of larger groups, public speaking, you know, Robert's rules and things like that. You get to learn about that on those platforms. Again, I go back to the Fraser Alley Indo-Canadian Business Association. We have a very young board, right? It's all under 35. We constantly are recruiting individuals that are younger, under 30. So we're able to give them the mentorship that we were given to allow us to grow, and we want them to grow with us. So get involved. That's all I say. Get involved wherever any individual, whether it's politics, business. There's so many great organizations we have in Abbotsford, and we're lucky to live here. There's a lot of people that are willing to help. So just get involved.
Like you said, your board in the Fraser Valley Indo-Canadian Business Association is pretty youthful. Do you do any mentoring of upcoming South Asian students or something that want to get more involved with their community?
Yes, I do. Without saying any names, but there are a few youth that you get to meet along the way. Some, let's be very honest, maybe be going down the wrong path or, you know, looking up to the wrong people. You're able to kind of sway them, because a lot of the younger, our youth are just looking for, they're just looking for older brothers or older friends, right? And some of them get lost along the way. So yeah, definitely, I do that all the time. I have, you know, three or four guys that younger, you know, when I say younger, between 20 and 25 that we chat with and able to say, like, you know, you want to do this, where here's a strategic way of doing it, work hard, right? And things like that. So yeah, we do.
You said that sometimes these like young people tend to get mm-hmm. lost along the way. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what you meant by that exactly. Can you clarify what
sure.
that means?
Yeah. More than happy to. So I think it's what I meant by that is when you know, whether it's high school or post, I guess it would be mostly high school or middle school, there is a lot of individuals, or not a lot, there's a small percentage of individuals that get involved in gangs, right? And that, just like any other community, we have that issue here, and everybody wants a safe community for their kids to grow up in. So how do we overcome that? I think that we overcome that by helping those individuals out, finding out what it is that, you know, what do they feel they're lacking and what do they need in order not to be involved in gangs? Because a lot of the gangs nowadays are coming into towns and communities and recruiting from the schools. And that gets scary, right? When our youth, our future is getting involved in things like that, it can be scary. So I think mm-hmm. it's a matter of just helping them along the way and letting them know that the decisions that they make now can affect their future. And how do we make sure they don't make those negative decisions?
Absolutely.